Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. Okay. We're here. We're back. Three for the Money. New episode every Thursday, per usual, now that football is officially back. It's officially back. We made it. We still have a couple of days, really, but we've pretty much made it. Now we have something to look forward to in the not so far future.
Every week we've got something to look forward to.
Yes, every week we can have something to think about when we're at our jobs. But moving on, let's say hi to the gents. Sean, how are you today?
Doing well. If you can't tell, Will and I have moved. I'm in the process of moving. Will has already moved. I'm doing all right. I did my first fantasy draft today.
Oh shit, I gotta do some of those.
For a league I have with my sister and brother-in-law. And just don't know what they're doing. Leads me to have players like, I drafted Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb back to back in first and second round, and AJ Brown is my flex.
Wow.
Some dumbass took the Ravens D in the first round, 1-5. 1-5.
What
They
are we
took the
doing?
Ravens D. It's not even the best defense on the table.
What? Okay, so
he's a Ravens fan.
Okay, but like,
at that
why?
Point, I just
There's
dropped
nothing on
Derrick
the
Henry.
line, is there?
He could have drafted like three other like Ravens players that would have been better.
I know.
Like that's what. Like I know. Like obviously, this league, nobody knows shit about football.
Nobody knows shit.
Why play then? Like, I
I don't
just.
know.
I just don't get it. Like, because you've told me about this league because you were in it last year. And I just don't get why people who it's not even like, oh, like they will watch football like when it's on. Like maybe that's who these people are. Correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like these people don't watch football like at all.
They will watch their teams. That's it.
That's,
And
I mean,
they will, maybe catch like their team if it's on,
I mean,
you
even
know.
still, like someone who does that should know not to, like that's, I would just probably leave that league just out of spot. It's just like I can't do this anymore. It would make me too angry.
Yeah, when that came across, because I picked seventh, when that came across like two picks before me, I was like, I'm not doing this next year. I've already committed to this year. I'm in the draft, but I'm not doing this next year.
Yeah,
This
that's
is if people aren't like gonna. I know we have nothing to play for. It's not a money league. It's fun, but like, if we're just gonna like, you know, stick our thumbs up our ass and just hoot and holler around, like I really don't want to be a part of this. I still want to be competitive, and like I do know these people kind of, but man. Yeah. So yeah, but the real draft is a Sunday, so
yes,
can't wait
sir.
for that.
Mark
So
your calendars.
mark calendars.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to double draft at like because I have a league
Oh,
with
shit.
guys back in Knoxville at starts at 7:15 and ours
Damn.
starts at 7:30.
Goddamn. All right.
I mean,
Well,
but that
you're the
one
commissioner. You're the commish of our league, so you could change the settings to pick like 5 minutes or whatever. So
Well, that league, it's a dynasty league, so really like only the first, like you already have pretty much your team, so really like only the first like three rounds are worth like locking in and paying attention to. Everything else is like you're pretty much taking flyers on guys that could be something in a year or two.
yeah, I mean, there are a couple guys this year that
Oh yeah,
could
for
be
sure.
something.
But like after, I mean, it's also a 12-man league, so after like round like three or four, all those guys are gone. So you
True.
really only have to pay attention to like half of it.
Real quick though, I did what sucked is that, nobody knows anything, but I got stuck with Bo Nix as my quarterback, which I'm kind of not mad about,
I
to
wouldn't
be
be mad about
honest.
that at all.
But like second round, like Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, all off the board, just like in a clean sweep. I was like, oh. All right. So like by the time I got to like actually picking quarterback, it was Bo Nix and Dak Prescott. And I was like, let's go, Bo. Like, let's go, Bo.
Let's
Let's
go,
go,
bow
Bo.
time.
It's Bo time.
Believer.
I ended up drafting Dak Prescott like 5 rounds later, like at the end of the draft. So
Yeah.
whatever.
Not too bad. Chris, how are you?
Yes, Chris, how are you?
I am well. I mean, it's week zero. Like, how can you not be excited? Like, Saturday morning, we wake up and there will be college football on our televisions. And like, I mean, how can you not just be giddy all week because of that? I'm counting down the days to where I do not have to bet on baseball. I still will on the weekdays, but it's just, I need something that I genuinely like care about. So I am very excited for college football for week zero, whatever. It's not a this is honestly for a week zero slate, not too bad.
Not terrible. It's really
It's
not.
honestly for a week zero, I'll say borderline pretty good. But yeah, very excited. Reds are on a three-game winning streak. They're a game out of the last wild card spot, so that's good. Hats off to the Reds. I always say if they keep me entertained as close as you can to football season, and it might overlap this year. This is unheard of.
Yeah, I mean, having two good teams.
I might have to care about
Two.
football and
Wow.
the Reds at the same time. Like I don't think I've ever done that. At least not as an adult. So I'm pretty excited about that. So yeah, things are going pretty well over here for you, boy. That
Oh,
being
yeah.
said, week zero, I'll probably lose all my bets, but it's football, so I'll still be like kind of excited.
We're having a good time. Yep, we're having a
How are
good
you, Will?
time. How am I? I am okay, slightly distraught.
That looked, before you get into it, that looked like a hostage video. It's like, how are you doing? And you go, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm
I'm good,
good.
right? I'm good.
I heard a noise outside.
You looked like, I'm a cool. I'm good.
I'm safe. I want you to know I'm safe.
Okay.
Moved over the weekend. It was fine. I hate moving. What the fuck? Jesus Christ.
Is your new house haunted?
No, that's the Google Home. I don't know why it just turned on.
Oh yeah, your house. That there's a
Maybe I'm
ghost
not
right
safe.
there.
There's a ghost behind you.
I don't know. Get back in there.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway, moving sucks, but we got through it and went to the DMV today to get a real ID because I have a flight next month, and came with documents where they weren't the correct ones, so I was
Of course they
very
weren't.
infuriated. And so we're going to go back tomorrow. And try it again with some different documents. So
That happened to
we're
me like a couple months ago. My license was expiring. Well, I guess it was like 4 months. License was expiring. And I was like, you have to get a real ID now, which is like, what the, fine, whatever. I don't see the point, but I guess we're doing this now. So I brought like a single form of identification because I don't know the rules. And I get there like right as the DMV opens, and there was still a line around the fucking corner. But I got there, rise it open, I wait in line, get up there, and she was like, what are you doing? I was like, I need to renew my license. I guess I have to get a real ID now. And she was like, do you have two forms of ID? I was like, no, I have one. She's like, well, that's not good enough, so go get a second one.
Yeah, the second one
So
is my face.
yeah, I thought I was always the proof of my identification. I guess not. But then I found out
Damn.
about this nice little cheat code thing. Apparently, I don't know if all DMVs do this. I've never seen this before. There's like a join like the digital wait list. Like you can just join online. Like you don't even have to go. And she showed me about that. Like they had like a little sign up. She's like, yeah, just go back home, like find your other form and then join it online. And I was like, fuck yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, I did that and just sat at home for like another few hours, then went over there. And then I still had to wait in line once I got there because it's the DMV. I was sitting there and there's just people coming in, like employees helping these people. And it's like the most basic stuff, like license renewal or anything that's super simple. And he'd be like, okay, yeah, just sit and wait. And the guy's like, okay, well, how long do you think it's going to take? And an employee looked, I saw this multiple times, looked him in the face like, it could take all day. Like, why does it take so long to renew your fucking license?
Dude, like this real ID is such fucking bullshit. Like,
I don't get it whatsoever. I can't, I'm not smart enough to argue against it, so.
it's just like to renew the regular ass license, you just show up, say, hey, I actually live here now. And they're like, oh, okay. And that's it. That is it. So, pretty infuriating today. Didn't have to wait that long to figure that information out, so that was I guess a little bit of a plus, but we have to go back, so that's gonna suck. But anyway, football's back and it's week zero, and let's get into it. Let's get into it. Week zero, game one, Iowa State versus Kansas State. This is not in London. Where is this, in Dublin? Is that what it is? Is that where it is?
Ireland, yes.
Yeah, Ireland. Kansas State is favored by 3. Who am I gonna throw this to first? You know what? I think I'll go first. This pick is sponsored by the Trend Center app. Link in the description. Use the code TFTM. 15% off a premium membership. We're gonna be using it to bet on college and the NFL and the NBA and the NHL when those two sports get back. And it's going to be great. It's a fantastic tool, probably the best tool on the planet for sports bettors. Check that shit out. First game. This trend is titled Fade Road Favorites of -2 or more in season openers. It is 71, 31, and 1 against the spread with a 100% score rating. And so the pick is Iowa State +3. I kind of like this because Iowa State typically has a pretty good defense, and Kansas State is kind of a little bit all over the place these past few years. That's what I'm riding the dog. Chris, what do you think? You probably have a lot more thoughts put into this than I do.
I mean, not really. It's in Ireland. I hate that one of the best name with the best rivalry name in college football is Kansas State, Iowa State. It's Farmageddon. That's incredible. I hate that it's
Oh
in,
my God.
yeah,
That's awesome.
famed. I hate that it's in Ireland. Just that should be played on American soil. But my gut says take the under just because it's in Ireland and like it's gonna go under, but I can't bet an under in the first game. But I'm not betting the over. There's a certain sports book out there. No free ads, but it rhymes with Schmafschmings. They have a 50% boost, a 50% boost on the game. So I just boosted Kansas State money line to about like minus 103. I don't really have a strong read on either side. I think they're both very evenly matched. I think this line is correct. I think plus three is pretty spot on. Plus three, minus three, I guess. So I'm just going to take them to win. I don't love it. Avery Johnson, Kansas State quarterback, can be a little bit like, what the fuck are you doing at times? I watched a video a few, it was like the top 40 dumbest plays from the 24-25 season, and Avery Johnson had two of them. And I was like, I can't believe I'm gonna have to bet on this guy again. But I am. I just think it's very evenly matched. I think they are a slightly better football team. Iowa State had an uncharacteristically good season last year. I think it was the first time possibly ever they won. I think 10 games, like as long as I've been playing college football. I could be wrong on that, but it was the first time ever, first time in a long time. I feel like they caught a few lucky breaks. I think maybe this year pendulum swings the other way. I think Kansas State wins this football game. I can see this being walk-off field goal, and they win by two. So I'm just shout out to the good people of Schmafschmings. I'm taking just boosted money line, kind of a cheat, but that's what I'm taking. Sean, I feel like you liked that one.
I did. I did. There's sometimes Chris just says things that just break me, and I can't stop laughing. And Schmafschmings was definitely one of them
No
for
free
some reason.
ads.
No free ads.
Break me.
But if they
Send us
wanna,
a promo code and I'll plug you all damn day.
I feel bad about this, but I'm going to bet the under for the first college football bet.
It's
I
okay.
apologize, but
It's smart.
it is smart. Going off of our good friends over at the Trend Center, they have great trends on the under. I mean, Iowa State unders have been as close to free money as you could get in college football. I mean, they're 26-3 overall since 2017. Come on. I looked it
Iowa
up.
State.
Yes.
Damn, I didn't know it was that. That's
26-3.
wow.
Iowa State unders. The game is after or on September 14th,
Oh, okay.
2017. So,
I
I
see
feel like
it
there should
now.
be more
Damn.
games than that.
Yes.
It's when it falls within a certain spread.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Okay. That's yeah, I thought you
That
just
makes
meant in
sense.
general. I was like,
No,
holy
sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah.
shit.
It's when they're between minus two and plus seven. So it's a broad spectrum, but that's really good numbers. But I mean, this is the same story. Iowa State underdog as well. 17-3 on the under, 7-3 in their last 10 in that spot. I mean, Kansas State isn't exactly known for their high scoring shootouts, I don't think. So 49.5 just feels like a lot. We're sticking with the tried and true Iowa State, K-State under. Also, if we want to just throw in a little international like thing in here, we do that for the NFL as well. So, yeah, under 49.5.
Yes, I was thinking about the under as well, but my mentality was kind of the same as Chris's, where, yeah, I could bet this under and it's probably gonna hit, but yeah, I don't want to do that.
Sure.
But so yeah, I ended up picking Iowa State. But moving on, Idaho State at UNLV. Sean,
Are we doing that one? Oh,
do you
I
have?
don't
Well,
have
that's the next
anything for that
game.
one.
Okay,
I
Chris.
only had three.
I mean,
I didn't want to do an FCS game, really. I didn't want to talk about an FCS game, but
yeah, I don't love this game.
yeah.
If I had to pick, I'll probably end up betting it just because it's football. But
Fuck it. I'll do UNLV spread just
yeah, that's
blindly.
what okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I don't love that it's 26 and a half. I should have jumped on it earlier this week when it was closer to 24, but it got steep. I didn't know it was going to get bet that high. I mean, Idaho State is just not. They're FCS and they're also just not a very good team. Like, they're not a good FCS team. So UNLV, new coach, a lot of new players. I could see them kind of like if they get up by 30 in the third quarter, I think I could see them like keeping their starters in to try to get like get new guys on the same page, get them in a rhythm for because they have UCLA, I believe, week two or week three. I think it's week three. So they kind of need to get in a rhythm pretty soon. So I think they could run it up. I just 26 and a half makes me a little nervous because it is a new system, new coach. Maybe it doesn't work out super hot. But if I'm probably not gonna bet. Oh, I probably will bet it. Yeah, fuck it. I'll bet it. I'll bet it right now. UNLV minus
I'll just do it blindly.
26 and a half, or if you could find a better number. That's what I saw in front of me. But that's my stance. Not I don't love it, as you can tell, but there's only five games. I'm probably gonna bet them all. UNLV.
I was doing some research on this game, and it seems the resounding pick is over 65 and a half. I think it was like 61 earlier this week, and it ran up all the way to 65 and a half. I forgot to write down details about the over, but I think I am going to take this over. Immediately, when you see it, you're like, damn, that's high. But I feel like every time I see a high over under, I'm like, it always hits, because it's so high and people don't want the books don't want you to bet it. So I don't know. I'm taking the over 65 and a half. Let's have some fun. Let's get crazy. Let's get a little silly. Also, I mean, like, that's the second game of the day. And Iowa State, Kansas State has the potential to be a stinker just because it is across the ocean. So I think this might make up for it in the story of week zero, 2025.
This is a standalone game. I don't even know if this is on actual television too. That's
That's crazy.
this stinks. We're
That's
gonna have to
crazy.
wait like 4 hours for the next game.
Well, there is Portland State and Tarlington State
I mean, I if
at the same time.
it's on television, maybe, but
Okay, moving on. All right, next game, Fresno State at Kansas. Sean, do you have a pick for this game?
I do.
Play it on me.
I'm catching Fresno at 12 and a half. I think the Bulldogs, they've been one of the best teams in the country against the numbers. 21 and 8 overall, 8 and 2 in their last 10 on this trend. There is a trend. I found it earlier. What was it? Or no, it's fade Kansas in game one, season opener. Fading Kansas, you'd be up 12 units, 8-2 in the last 10, 2-game win streak. I mean, getting almost two touchdowns feels like a gift almost. So I feel like just starting out a little slow, maybe Kansas just kind of getting the rhythm of things. So I'm gonna go with Fresno plus 12 and a half. Will, do you have it? What's your pick?
My pick is the under 50 and a half, sponsored by the Trend Center app. Early season unders. This trend is 200, 121, and 4. Under 50 and a half. That's pretty much all I have to say about this game. Yeah, I have nothing to add. Chris, do you,
I kind of agree with both of y'all. I want to take Fresno. I don't love 12 and a half. I'm going to wait and see if I can get up to maybe 13 closer to kickoff. I just, something about the 12 makes me not love it because I can see Kansas. Like, I don't think Kansas is particularly great, but I can see them backdooring their way to a minus 13 or winning by 13. If it stays at 12, I'm going to take the under as well, under 50 and a half. I don't trust either of these offenses to do a whole lot. I don't think either defense is particularly great, but it's more just it's week zero. I don't think either offense is going to be come out firing. So yeah, if it stays at 12 and a half, I'm taking the under. If it gets up any higher than 12, I'm going to take Fresno. But as of right now, my pick is under 50 and a half. I'm with you, Will.
All
Also, I
right.
saw that trend on TrendCenter, and that made me love it even more.
Hell yes. All right, let's go. Next game, Sam Houston at WKU. I guess I'll go first on this one.
You
I'm
do.
taking the over 61 and a half. WKU, their offense is still good. It really didn't change a lot from last year. Their defense is still probably going to stink. And Sam Houston is changing kind of a lot in their program. And it's tough to kind of predict if they can hang around or if WKU can even stop them. So I think this is a perfect recipe for the over 61 and a half. Yeah, that's all I've got to say about that. Chris?
I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. That was exactly what I was gonna say. I have over six, what did I get it at? I think I got it at the same. I love it. I mean, for everything you just said, West Kentucky is the same. Like they throw the shit out of the football, they're gonna score a lot of points. Their defense stinks. They're gonna give up a lot of points. Sam Houston changing their scheme, new coach, pretty much knew everything coming in. Changing their scheme from more of a ground and pound to an air raid offense. Their defensive coordinator left to in-state, not rival, but in-state foe, North Texas, and took a lot of his guys with him. So I think their defense is going to kind of stink too. So I like, yeah, I like over 60, what, 61 and a half? I love that. That's probably, it's my second favorite play of the weekend. And there's only one game left. So a little tease, but yeah, I love the over in this game.
Little
I think it's
context,
going to be a
please.
shootout.
Sean?
Well, boys, we have a clean sweep over
All right.
61 and a half. I don't have any overs, but this one. So let's
All
just
right.
go. I mean, what else is there to say other than just hammer the over on this game? This is going to be a fun ass game. This might be the most fun game of the weekend, to be honest. Fuck WKU, but this game's
Always.
probably gonna rock.
Yes, this
So
game
yes, over
does.
61 and a half.
All right, right on. This game does have the potential to rock. Next game, Stanford at Hawaii. Chris, I'm gonna let you take this because I think you
Teased it. I
yeah.
did, yeah. I mean, we're going out to the island. Before we get into the analysis of this game, the fact that this is a 6:30 p.m. Central Time kick is an abomination. It's a game in Hawaii, week zero. It should be kicking off at fucking 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I was gonna say
It's gonna be
9:30. Like, yeah.
noon over there. Like the sun's gonna be shining. I don't like that for my Hawaii games.
Is it gonna be noon?
Yes, they're
Is that
6 hours
the?
behind us, aren't they?
They're not six.
Wow.
They're
Yeah,
like, I thought it was like
four.
four.
No,
I thought
it's like the sun is gonna be high up in the sky when this kicks off. I don't
time
love
zone in
it.
Honolulu.
But
We'll get our fact checkers on that one.
I'm pretty
I
sure it's
got you.
6 hours behind. But anyway, regardless of the time, I'm Hawaii minus 2.5 all goddamn day. I think these are two programs in 5 hours behind.
Five
Okay, it's 1 o'clock, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Two
Well, we just
programs.
had to, we had to know. We had to know.
You're right, you're right. That's crucial to the handicap of this football game. But these are two programs. I don't want to say going in completely opposite directions, but quite different directions. Stanford they're taking this year off. They fired their coach in March. They're bringing Frank Reich to pretty much be a glorified interim. Him and the program have both been open about this is a he's very much a stopgap. He is a one most like unless they somehow light the world on fire, which they won't. He's a 1 year guy while they go out and get the guy, their coach of the future. I just all their best players left in the portal. I don't see this is Sanford's going to probably be either them or Cal are going to be the worst Power Four team in the country. There is a decent chance Stanford is an underdog in every single football game they play. I just think they're just that bad. And on the other side, Hawaii, Timmy Chang going into his fourth year on the island, he really needs to prove something. He needs to make a ball game this season, and what better way than a big statement win against a technically a power four team? Granted, they are shit, but if you beat Stanford, if you look at it on paper, if you beat Stanford by 20 at home in week zero, you're like, hey, pretty fun, good win. They got a new freshman quarterback coming in. He's electric. He started one game last year, but he threw for like 500 yards and five touchdowns against New Mexico. I think they lined it up. I think Hawaii wins this game and wins it comfortably. Hawaii -2.5. Honestly, I might double down on it. I love it that much. So, yeah, Hawaii -2.5 on the island, week zero. What more could you want? So, anyone else have a strong opinion on this one?
I
I
wholeheartedly
do.
agree.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, just Hawaii's just going to go out there, lay more than 2.5 points against Stanford, probably. There are a couple trends that I would like to bring up from our friends at Trend Center. If you haven't gathered, I'm using all my picks from Trend Center this week. I have been busy today, so I apologize, but this is what Trend Center is for. Is when you are busy and you don't know what to do, you go on the app and you just make the pick that they tell you to. And you may or may not win money, but given these success rates, you may win money. First one I'd like to bring up is fade Stanford when the over-under is less than or equal to 54 and a half. The over-under, that is, since 2019. And that has a 29-7-1 record, 8-1-1 in its last 10, one game win streak. I mean, that's just been cashing easy. Easy. And also, Hawaii at home is automatic almost. 27-8-3. Man, those numbers, you can't get any better than that. And that's on a six game win streak. So you give me that on the field. All day. Give me Hawaii -2.5.
Yes, I agree. And I also have a stat, not from the Trend Center, from somewhere else. Timmy Chang, since taking over as head coach of Hawaii, they are 6-0 straight up as home favorites, 4-1-1 against the spread. It's Hawaii. The pick is Hawaii. We have a clean sweep.
Hell yeah.
I love that you brought that setup out, Will. I was gonna bring that up, but you took it from me. But I have another one that also goes for the Rainbow Warriors. Actually, it's more fading Stanford. The last 4 years, when Stanford is a home dog or a road dog, excuse me, they're 6-13-1 against the spread. That is the most losses against the spread as a road dog in that time frame, 4 years. So it's automatic, I feel like.
This could not be more automatic.
I'm Hawaii opened as a dog. I'm surprised this isn't
This might be
this
a
did.
whale. This might be a whale play,
It makes me
guys.
nervous almost how much I love this. Like,
It's
I'm getting nervous. Now, the more we talk about it, I'm getting kind of nervous.
okay. It's all
Oh,
right.
I'm probably gonna double unit Hawaii, but I am still
We're fine.
I'm
Yeah.
nervous about how much I love this game.
We're having a good time. That's all that matters.
Oh,
Just
still
enjoy
great
it.
friends.
Don't. It's week zero. We can't get in our own heads on week zero. We
That's
can't get in our own heads this early.
fair. That's fair.
It's week zero.
It's gonna be
Let's
a
chill out.
mental torture chamber all season.
Yeah. Let's just relax.
Moving on. Past week zero, we mentioned it last week. We're going to go over some futures, college and the NFL. I have a couple, but I think Chris has been cooking on some over the past few weeks. So I'm going to throw it to him first because I don't want to go first.
All right. I assume are yours NFL?
I have one NFL and two college.
All right. I'll give
I
my two
have
NFL.
all NFL.
I'll give my
I have
two
no college.
NFL real quick, and then I can just run through my college because they're all win totals after this.
Just do college first.
Or
Let's
do
just
college
get college
first?
up. Yeah,
Okay,
let's get college
we'll
up.
knock
Yeah.
it out. I'll just run through them. If y'all see any you like or would like an explanation for, I will gladly expand. But all right, we'll just rattle them off. Colorado under 5.5. Colorado State under 6.5. Get that out last week. So hope you got on it before it got even more juiced. San Jose State over 7.5. Southern Miss over 5.5. Georgia State under 3.5. UMass under 3.5. Arizona State over 8.5. Cincinnati under 6.5. Central Florida under 5.5. UTEP over 5.5. Love that. It's probably my favorite one. Michigan State under 5.5. Florida under 7.5. And North Texas, 8+ wins. Those are my favorite. Actually, those are all I got. So if y'all,
Those are
if
the
you,
ones I want to bet on.
yes. I liked a lot more, but they just got win totals the last few years. I don't know if this is like a sports book thing or if like I just waited too long. A lot of them were juiced to shit. Like, I think we touched on this last week. I wanted to take Cal. I wanted to take Stanford unders. They're both like minus like 180. I mean, there's a good chance I waited too long because I didn't really put them in until late August. But also, I feel like books are kind of getting wise to some of these, like to win totals and to other kind of prop bets, and they're kind of trying to take us out of the knees. But those are my favorites, or again, the ones I'm betting. So, if y'all have any questions, if you don't, I can get into the NFL.
No, not really.
Yeah, no.
No.
But I know we talked about UNLV last week. Did
Oh,
you do
I did
any
not
more
bet.
research into that,
I
or
just don't. I don't
that's
love
just
it.
fresh off my brain,
Yeah.
so it's just the only thing
I didn't
I really
do, I mean,
got.
I did a little bit more. It's not enough there for me to
I got you. All right.
confidently take it.
I'm just
Because
checking up.
I'm
We're just
trying to
checking
be,
up from last week.
over the
That's it.
last couple of years, I'm trying to be more disciplined in my win totals.
It's very fair. Be responsible.
So yeah, I would lean that way, but I would need more than a lean to bet it, obviously, hence the difference.
Be
But yeah,
responsible.
that was
All
my
good.
college. So you want me to get into the
Okay.
NFL, or does anyone else?
Let Will do his college, and then we'll get into the
Oh
NFL.
yeah.
Okay. I have two win totals. The first one is MTSU over 4.5 wins. That's one minus 150. It's kind of juiced because I think it's gonna hit. I think it's gonna hit. There's pretty much two guaranteed wins on here. Austin Peay and Kennesaw State, both not very good teams. And then I definitely count four guaranteed losses. WKU, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Marshall. But the rest of the games, I mean, there's six toss-ups right here, all conference matchups. And if they go 50%, that's five wins. That's money. That's money for Will. So it's, I feel like this, there's a lot of a lot of value here, I guess. Show off why we got that new workout facility. So let's roll with MTSU over 4.5 wins. And then the other one I like is South Carolina under 7.5 wins. It's minus 160, super juiced, but I do like it from what I was reading. It seems that South Carolina has lost a ton on defense, and their schedule is like kind of difficult this year. They have they're currently on their schedule, they're set to play six ranked opponents. South Carolina is ranked at 13 right now. I don't understand why if they've lost so much on defense. So I pretty much just counting all those as losses. And South Carolina's never been a stellar team. And so there's going to be a ton of toss-ups in there. So I feel like under 7.5 is a pretty good bet there. And those are my two college plays in my hour of research today. So moving on. What
Well,
a
I have one thing I'd like to say about MTSU. I very much wanted to bet that. I just couldn't really get to it at minus 150. I might take it maybe like a 6+ or something like that, alternate win total, because I count five guaranteed wins on here, if I'm being perfectly honest. Austin Peay, Kennesaw, like you said, I'll throw in Marshall. They're gonna suck this year. They lost a lot. Their coach left. He took pretty much everyone with them. They're gonna suck this year. Missouri State coming up from FCS. They were pretty good last year, but they have had two winning seasons in the last 12 years at FCS. So they're gonna be bad. What else? New Mexico State is just a terrible program. And then shit, what, how many was that? Was that four or five?
I
Oh,
don't know.
FIU. I think FIU is gonna be improved, but still not very good this year. So yeah, I think there's a reason it's juiced that much. MT's getting a decent amount of love in like some of these like more niche, like obviously it's Conference USA, so not everyone, nobody cares about it, but the real degenerates are showing MT some love this offseason. It's
Hell
wild.
yes. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right.
I would just like to remind everybody to not bet on the sports book that rhymes with Schmet, GEM, because they don't pay out your win totals until the season ends, as Chris learned last year.
That was so subtle. But
Yeah.
yeah, it was a bit painstaking to wait on the big pat or payout from Indiana when the win total hit in September, and I had to wait till January to get my money.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a
Damn.
pain in the ass.
Also, it was really hard for me to not make a joke about how Marshall took a bunch of guys down or whatever, like whatever you said. And I was like, I can't. It's so hard. Like, I can't do it. But it was right there.
But we didn't.
But we didn't. I didn't.
Hats off to us.
Sounds like a killer joke.
Let's move on.
Moving on. Since I
Was so
only have
long ago.
one NFL bet, I will go first, and then I'll let you two take the reins. My only NFL future right now is the Denver Broncos over 9.5 wins at +100. Let me count these wins here. I mean, they're gonna beat Tennessee. They're gonna beat Indy, the Jets, the Giants. Probably going to beat Dallas, probably going to beat Houston. Houston has, it's been a little rocky ever since last year. So they're probably going to beat Las Vegas both times in the division. I don't see Las Vegas being much better than what they have been. And they're probably going to beat Jacksonville. I don't think Jacksonville's really done much except for, drafted Travis Hunter, and that's kind of it. And then toss-ups, if they can split against the Chargers, that would be great. They might be able to beat Green Bay or even Washington. I think this Denver Broncos team is a really, really fun team. I think their defense is still very good. And Bo Nix, coming off a pretty stellar rookie year, I'm looking to see if he makes an improvement. So I really like this Denver Broncos over 9.5 wins +100. Yeah, that's all I got. Sean, you go now.
All right. So I bought into a team above their win total. This team's win total is 11.5, but I bought into 12.5. And that is the Buffalo Bills. They are still a juggernaut. Josh Allen, fresh off an MVP season, three-headed rushing attack, James Cook, Ty Johnson, Ray Davis, and God, you could even say four with Josh Allen. I mean, Cook led the league in rushing touchdowns last year. Allen had 530-something yards like himself, his passing game. Like, he's got new weapons with Josh Palmer and Elijah Moore. They reloaded on defense. They signed Joey Bosa. They drafted the first round cornerback Maxwell Harrison, I believe. Their schedule's also pretty friendly. They draw the NFC South this year, but they also have Baltimore and Cincy coming into Buffalo. They've got KC and Philly on the slate, but I mean, if they could get one of those wins, I think 12 wins feels like the floor, but I think we're likely for another 13-4 season from the Bills. And that is
Okay.
+115.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
think their win total at 11.5 is like -130 something, last I checked.
Any more, Sean?
I thought we were just going to bounce off, but yeah, I've got some more. Do you want me to
All right,
go?
Chris, go.
Yeah.
I got a win total. Well, I have a win total and a player prop, but I'll stick with a win total because it's.
I want to do player props next week because I need to do more
Oh,
research into
okay.
player props if that's cool.
Well, then
Because
I
we can
only have
do.
one for this week.
All right, cool.
But this feels like a no-brainer, and it's plus money, and it again is kind of making me nervous. It's the New Orleans Saints under 4.5 wins, +125. You look at this roster.
Suck.
How the
Suck.
fuck is this team gonna win 5 NFL games? Like, I don't see it. Like, unless I look at the unless there's another roster somewhere, which I don't think there is, but they don't have a quarterback. And like they have decent receivers, and obviously Kamara is a stud, but they're off, like they don't have a quarterback. Their own line is awful. Their defense is meh at best. I don't see how this team, I haven't even looked at their schedule because honestly, like they're probably gonna be dogs in almost every single game. I don't see how they win 5 football games. I just don't.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
Yeah.
look at their quarterback room. It's Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener, and Tyler Shough, whatever the hell his name is out of Louisville. I just don't see it. Like, there's like 5 good players on this team. And the fact that it's plus money is bananas. I mean, they could very easily have the number one pick next season. So yeah, Saints under 4.5 wins +125. Sprint to the window to bet this one.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, Sean.
I mean, that New Orleans Saints are gonna be so fucking bad this year. They're gonna be so bad. My next win total is also the Denver Broncos, over 9.5 wins at +100. Will kind of took the words out of my mouth, but last year, Bo Nix played better than expected. They got in the playoffs, they kind of got rocked by who was it, the Texans
Bills.
or the Bills? Sorry, that was the Chargers, I think. Chargers got walked by the Texans.
Oh, the Chargers beat the Texans.
I
I don't
don't
know,
know,
bro.
it was so long ago. But I think their schedule helps a lot. I think they could easily sweep the AFC South, as Will said, and they get the Raiders twice this year. Hopefully they split with KC. Hopefully they split with the Chargers. Very winnable games against the Giants, Jets, Packers, and Bengals at home. And that's 10 right there. That's plus odds. We are buying into that trajectory right there. That's it. 10 wins. That's all you need.
Yeah, that's a good season. Didn't they
Yeah.
win 10 games last year? I guess I
I
should
don't
have looked that
remember.
up. Damn. Oh well.
Yeah,
Cool.
I got two more.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Next one. We're staying in the AFC West. Chargers, over 9.5 wins. I think the AFC West is going to be pretty competitive this year. Harbaugh last season fought for 11 wins before his wild card loss. But that's all right. Yeah, I think defensively, when healthy, this is a very tough and physical unit that identifies Harbaugh like as a coach. Again, the AFC crossover helps them a lot, or AFC South, I should say, helps them a lot. I mean, man, the AFC South is so bad. But I think the Chargers have just been in the offseason, they've just been building to kind of go toe in toe with Kansas City. So hopefully they can sweep, but I'll definitely take a split on that one. But I like them to get at least 10 wins this year.
I will add to just I don't know if you've heard about this, but
Yeah,
they did
please.
lose Rashawn Slater, their
I did
their
see
left
that.
tackle. So that's a big loss,
It
but
is a big loss, but it's all right.
yeah. All
They'll
right.
bounce back. It's what they do. These are
Yes,
professionals.
the Chargers bounce back.
Yeah. These are professionals. What they do. Okay, last one. Houston Texans under 9.5 wins. This might be a spicy take. I don't think they're going to be as good as everybody thinks they are. Yeah, they play in the worst division, and they may be the best team in the worst division, but the AFC South's got a tough ass schedule all around. So, I mean, this division, it's improving, I guess, but I mean, Daniel Jones,
That's not improving.
not improving. Jacksonville is kind of reloading, I guess, but Trevor Lawrence going into year five,
Yeah, I think it's year
six,
five.
five. Okay. And obviously the Titans probably gonna go undefeated this year, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
We're adding pieces, you know. Brutal slate. So, I mean, they get the AFC West and NFC West. So the path to 10 seems a little just like there's mud in the water, is all I'm saying. So I like under 9.5 wins at -125. They'll still win the division. They'll still make the playoffs. But I think their ceiling is 9. That's it. They won't get 10. And that's
Okay.
it. That's all I got.
All right.
I got another one.
All
Okay.
right.
Off the
Washington.
Washington. Pretty much. It's something I've been kind of thinking about, but I wanted to go in and find the number. Washington Commanders under 9.5 wins is +105. I'm buying into the sophomore slump on Jalen Dan or yeah, on Jalen Daniels. I just don't
Jaden?
Jaden Daniels, excuse me.
Jaden
I couldn't I said that I said his name and I was like, I think I said that wrong, but I can never remember. But
Sir.
yeah, I'm buying into sophomore slump. And also they got lucky in a lot of games. I mean, they should have lost to the Bears. Like it took a generation, not it took a 1 in a billion play for them to beat the Bears. They lost to the Eagles on a backup quarterback. I don't think they're really that good. They've only won double digit games in the season, including last year, twice in the last 20 years. I know they got rid of like the bad seed in Daniel Snyder, but I just don't see it. I think they'll win 9 games, and I think that's fine. Maybe they'll squeak into a wild card spot. It's just hard to see them winning 10 football games. I just don't. Their defense last year was bad. Like they won a lot of
Yes.
games despite their
Yes.
defense, and usually when that happens 1 year, it kind of comes full circle the next. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Washington Manders under 9.5 wins +105.
Manders. Love
Yes, I do remember Manders overs was a trend that we rode last year, which was pretty fruitful, if I remember correctly.
it. And also, they don't have, like, who does Terry McLaurin still play for them? Have they traded him yet? He wants out. I can't remember if they've. I don't think they've traded him.
I don't think he's left yet.
Is he gonna play? Like, I know he's demanded a trade. I don't know.
Listen, there's a lot of players right now that want out, like Micah Parsons and the guy who's the guy on the Bengals, the O
Hendrickson.
tackle, Henderson. Yeah. He want
Defensive.
they defense, sorry. Yeah. All these players just want out and nobody wants to pay him, dude. Like, I mean, that's the thing. Like,
Well, Jerry Jones will ask for the key to your city to get Micah Parsons, but won't pay him. Makes a
yeah.
lot of sense. In
That's
terms
a
of
good.
Hendrickson, I mean, the Bengals are just a dumbass organization. I guess you could say the same thing with the Commanders, but
Yeah. I
I
mean,
just, but if he, if in this instance, if Terry McLaurin doesn't play, then your wide receiver one is Debo Samuel. And Debo's fine. But even in his heyday, he wasn't wide receiver one. So I
Well,
just don't
was
see
he not wide receiver one because of the team he was on and the talent he was
Oh,
around?
it
Or
was.
like,
Yes.
yeah,
But he was
like
still
he could
very
have
good.
been wide receiver one anywhere else, I feel like.
But we're also 5 years past his heyday. Like
True. I mean,
when
yeah,
they were.
true.
And don't get me wrong, Debo, like he's still good, but I don't, if he's your wide receiver one on a just not very experienced team, especially with a year two quarterback, don't love it. Don't love it when when people need you to win 10 football games. So I'm taking under 9.5.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
That does make a lot of sense. Vibes wise, I do just want to believe in the Commanders just because they've been ass for so long, but I do understand that from a betting standpoint.
And last year was
It's
fun, but also the last football game they played, the Eagles hung 54
yeah.
them.
They it's the same vibes as like the Lions have, been giving me for years. Like when the Lions finally got good, it was like, oh shit, this is kind of fun. Like when the Manders made the NFC Championship, it was like, oh fuck. Like, hey, this could be awesome. This could be fun. But then it was like, all right. Like, yeah, you don't belong here.
I think the
Like
Lions have a just mu and they've proven it. They have a just much better roster and honestly, coach, you could argue. We'll see now that they lost both their coordinators, Detroit being. I don't know if I love Dan Quinn as a head coach. He's good. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying like
he's a football guy.
he's football. I
Yeah,
like him.
yeah, yeah.
I like it just as a head coach, like his best years were with prime Matt Ryan and Kyle Shanahan as his offensive coordinator. Other than that, is very meh. So I don't, who's the Commanders' offensive coordinator? I don't know.
Oh,
Is it
good
Eric
question.
Bieniemy? He left. He's at some college now.
Huh. He
I,
is.
yeah. He's, if we want to talk about just a fault, like this guy was getting mentioned and like, how the hell do you not hire this guy as a head coach? And
You're
now
not
he's,
gonna believe this. All the way from Thailand, Cliff Kingsbury.
oh yeah.
Oh,
Yeah. Yeah. No,
right.
you're right. Where's Eric Bieniemy coaching these days? It's
I don't
not
even know how
anywhere
to
very
spell
good.
his name.
B
Yeah,
I E, I think it's B-I enemy.
you're
I,
right.
oh, okay.
Job. Let's just.
Job.
Where is he at? That
What is he
did not
doing?
work.
I think you just Google him, it'll come up.
Coach.
Let's see. Where is he at?
He's the running backs coach for the Bears.
Oh, I thought he was in college. I
What?
mean, that's
Yeah.
surprising. Okay.
Yeah, that's a downgrade, dude. That's crazy.
Again, like it was still
Ooh.
like people were so, like, how can you know? It's you're racist if you don't hire this man to be your head coach. And now it's like he like let's look, yeah, he was the UCLA OC last season. They sucked. Like they were terrible. And now he's the Bears running back coach. Like, I mean,
So,
Fall from grace, if I've ever seen.
He was the OC for UCLA.
Last season, yeah.
Assistant,
He
yeah, and assistant head coach, yeah.
was the Manders OC in 23.
I mean, I guess the Commanders weren't good that
I mean, that
year.
too, yeah.
Because last year was their first good year in a billion years. So I guess that makes sense. Because I'm sitting here like, I mean, if he was the OC last year, why is he this now? I don't know. But obviously that doesn't make any sense. Okay, well, I mean, that's the win totals, I guess. Is there
Next
anything we
week,
kind of
well, I'm just saying, just to tease for next week, we should come back with player props, and if we want to make Super Bowl picks, maybe championship picks, division picks,
I like that.
we could make a division parlay like we did, you know, back in the day when we were all sitting at the table.
We could.
I'm down. Yeah, I mean, I've got a player prop already, so I'll holster it for next season
Yeah,
or next week.
let's keep it in the pocket. Keep it in the pocket.
Gotcha. Holster the guns.
Holster the guns. Let's because I need to do a little more research. I just haven't had really much time to really look into things, but
Gotcha.
yes, I'm trying to get all my shit done so when football is fully back,
Yes, exactly.
I can not do shit.
Yes.
All right.
You
yes,
talk about
research
some
is good.
drama. Talk about some drama in the NFL. I don't know if there's any, but
I mean, there's a little bit.
there's a little bit.
What do you have?
I mean, we start with the big one. Daniel Jones is QB1 in Indianapolis.
Which is hilarious.
Love it. I love it. Love it. Why?
I don't get it. Like, I really just don't get it. One, when I first saw it, I was like, okay, Anthony Richardson is still hurt because he broke his pinky in the first preseason game. And then that just seems to not be the case based on how everyone's reacting. So, like, I just don't get why they drafted this guy in the first place. Like,
Because
you knew he was incredibly raw. You knew he needed snaps, as many snaps as you could give him. And you have done everything possible to give him as few snaps as possible. Like, they just don't play this guy who he's had, like, I mean, I think he's played two complete seasons since he graduated high school. I just don't get how you can't. I don't get why they drafted him if this is how, unless he's just that terrible, which I don't think. From what we've seen, he's not that bad. He's not good, but he's not like how like bench him for Daniel Jones bad. At least I thought. That's just, I just don't get why you draft him in the first place if you're just going to give up on him this quickly, which it seems like they have.
So, I mean, is he not injured now?
I mean, from what I've heard, it seems, I don't know if he's off the injury report, but like, nobody is reacting like, oh, let's just wait until he gets healthy. It's like, okay, he just sucks.
Yeah, we did. I remember we did a little deep dive on his playing career before the NFL, and it's like, what, like, after high school, he played 12 games or something, and that was it, or whatever. Or
I mean, I don't know if it's 12, it was very little. He
yeah,
played like, because he was hurt, I think, for a little bit his last season in Florida. He's played like, I think in college he played about the equivalent of two full seasons, maybe a little bit less, but it wasn't a lot. And I mean, I just don't get why you drafted him, or at least why you didn't draft another. Like, if you knew he was still incredibly raw, why would you not draft another quarterback to like not have Daniel Jones be your starter in week one?
I remember seeing this meme like couple of days ago, maybe a week ago or something like that, where it was the scene from Moneyball, you know, where it was like, this is Anthony Richardson. He has all the attributes to be the best QB in the league. The problem is, he has no sense of how to play the position. It's just so true. And I just keep seeing things about this. Do you remember, the Colts were such a feared franchise, years ago. And now they are just like a walking joke. It's hilarious. And I love it. Did
Yeah,
y'all see
the
that? Did
Colts
y'all see
are.
the pretzel? I'm
Oh,
getting
that
off
looked like.
topic here. Did
No.
you see the pretzel
Yeah, it
that
was a
they're.
giant turd.
It's a giant piece of shit.
What are you talking about?
All right, I'll
In
send
the
it to you.
preseason, what they unveiled this like new like s concession stand menu item that they have, and it was a pretzel in the shape of a horseshoe, but it looked like a giant turd. It was very funny. But yeah, I'm just everyone on Twitter is like, that's shit.
That's poop from a butt.
That's actual poop.
Damn. I was gonna say it feels like the Colts are in purgatory. Like they're not terrible enough to get an amazing pick. And they're just not good enough to be in remotely competitive, and they're consistently staying there.
The team itself is good enough to win five, maybe six games, but yeah, they're not.
Check the Discord, Will.
You gotta
That's
put that in. You gotta throw that up there,
that
yeah.
shit from a
From a
butt.
butt. Yeah. But did y'all see this list of week one starting quarterbacks for the Colts since 2017?
I did not.
It's like they're the new Browns. It's
They kind of
crazy.
are. So it goes from 17 to 25. It goes Scott Tolzien or Tolzien. I don't remember how you pronounce his name. Andrew Luck, Jacoby Brissett, Philip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, Richardson, Daniel Jones.
Joe
That's
Flacco's in there
it's
somewhere.
insane. He didn't
No,
start week
he
one.
didn't
He
start. Oh yeah, he didn't
played
start week
event.
one,
This
but
was week
yeah.
one starters. Yeah. No, he played, yeah, 2 years ago, right?
Yes.
He beat us,
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
We got Flacco'd.
Off the couch, too.
I
He
mean,
beat us off the couch, pretty sure.
that's just Flacco, man. He's
Yeah,
fucking pocket passer.
there's something about Flacco.
There's no shame ever losing to Joe Flacco.
I don't know, dude.
That was a
If we
tough
want to
week.
talk about just shit show quarterback rooms, I mean the Browns. Flacco, they really is Flacco, Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders. Love
Yeah, great.
it. I love it. So it's so funny.
What are they gonna do with that? Who cares?
I want a book to have a thing is like over under 3.5 starting quarterback, like different starting quarterbacks for the Browns this season. Because I would take that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Because they're gonna start like, I mean, I don't know what their schedule looks like, but they're probably gonna start like 2-5 maybe. And like, well, we gotta shake things up. We gotta bring in a new quarterback, Kenny Pickett. He's gonna be ass. Dylan Gabriel, he's either gonna be terrible or hurt, and it'll be Shedeur Sanders.
I saw something. The NFL posted something about Flacco the other day.
That
It
he's
was
elite.
like, oh, it was the Bengals will face Joe Flacco in the opener. This sentence was also true in 2008. That's crazy.
It does make me feel
Like
incredibly old.
13 years ago. That's crazy.
I mean, I love Joe Flacco. I
I fucking hated that guy when he was on the Ravens, but
I never
did you
really
say
even
13?
what
2008 was more than 13 years ago.
Was it? Hold on. I'm
Yeah.
trying to do math. 2008.
Because Joe Flacco's been in the
Sorry.
league
Yeah,
for a long
no,
ass
you're
time.
right. Sorry.
17.
Way more than 13.
Yeah,
That
17.
is wrong, but God, I'm just
Trying to do
It was
math.
17 years if we're gonna
Is it 17?
from if it
Yeah,
if he
17.
started against them
17
in
years ago.
08, then yeah, it was
Yeah,
seven.
17 years ago. That's crazy.
That I'm we are just so incredibly old.
He's almost to 20 years.
I hope he plays another four or four or five, honestly. I hope the Titans sign him at some point so I can get a
Well,
Flacco Titans jersey. Oh, he never plays,
okay.
but I want him to be a backup.
Not bad. Yeah.
If we sign him, I'm buying a jersey that day.
There, I'll
That could
hold you
be
to that.
hilarious. Oh, you don't even have to hold me to it. I'm gonna have like a notification set.
All right.
What number is
Well, I
he?
think
Is he 10? What number is he? He was
five.
five. He was five in
Baltimore. I don't know what he
Baltimore,
is
but like I don't
now.
know what he is now.
I could not tell you. 11.
I'm trying to see if I could just tape over one of my jerseys that I have, but yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Oh,
Let's
if he plays for the Titans, oh, he wears number 11, so I can tape over the
after
tape
AJ
that I have on
Brown.
my Josh Dobbs or my AJ Brown jersey that has Josh
Slash.
Dobbs. I could tape over that and put black.
Hell yeah. Love
It
that.
was ratchet jersey all the
Who's to say?
Hey, you do what you got to do, man. But I think we should wrap this up.
I
Let's
agree.
save more for next week. Keep the people
Yep.
wanting more.
Yep. Because that's what we do here. We leave the people wanting more. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We really appreciate it. Like, comment, subscribe, share. Any sort of interaction with this really, really helps us out, really helps our reach. Check out the Trend Center app, link in the description. Use code TFTM, 15% off a premium membership. It's going to be very, very helpful in college betting. We are upon the horizon of the return, the full-ass return of college football, and stats are very telling in college football. So, check out the Trend Center app. Follow us on Twitter. We'll be putting out picks every weekend, every day that there's football. So check that shit out as well. We'll see you next time. There's three of us, so let's make some money.
Woo! All right.